This is probably not how you would expect a library to sound, but in Zhaochangdi's free library for children, no one is required to keep silent. Mao Zhu, a 29-year-old graphic designer, founded the library herself 2 years ago after realizing that most Chinese children had never enjoyed reading a book just for the pleasure of it.
In 2010, I did a research. It showed children all their time or what's on their mind, everything related to school. If we ask if you have one day for free, what will you do? You can't think something else. Everything related to school. So I think they need something else. Most of children, after school, they do homework every day. Then after that, they play on the street or watch TV, play video game. I realized I want to do something meaningful, so I start this free library.
Zhaochangdi is a district in the north of Beijing where two sides of the capital mix. This is an area packed with art galleries where Chinese contemporary art is blossoming. But it is also the place where migrant workers traditionally come to live when they reach Beijing from rural parts of China. Mao Zhu provides books and cares for their children.
Children come from everywhere from China. Their parents, most of them are not from Beijing. In China, lots of parents, they work in the big city. They need to earn money to support their family. The children live in their hometown or small countryside. So they only can see their parents 2 times a year. Now if summer holiday, some children, they live apart from their parents. They come to spend the summer holiday with their parents.
A small laptop, a barcode reader, a printer, and 100 children between the ages of 4 and 13 are everything that's needed to make the library work.
The children, they come to the library to borrow books every day. Then the children become volunteer, the managing borrowing and returning the book. Children helped each other to learn English.
Mao Zhu says she is helping the children learn to help themselves. She thinks that through reading, they can learn how to express their opinions. That is why she set up a library blog.
They need to write the blog about what happens here every day. They need to take a photo of what happened in Zhaochangdi or to themselves. Because although I interact with the children for 2 years, but I don't think I can understand children. Because I'm not a child. I need them to express their idea. They need to tell our adults about what's on their mind, so they need to write. And we don't like adults to come here to teach lessons.
She started all by herself, renting the small room that hosts the library with her own savings. She has recently found an NGO which takes care of her salary.
She has a lot of social pressure. People aren't really supportive of her work. People really don't know what she's doing because it's a non-profit organization, it's a non-government organization, and people don't really know about these, so they don't know why she's doing this, and they all think that she's trying to make money out of it, but actually it's not like that way. She's just trying to provide books for kids.
Ashley is a Chinese-American teenager who volunteers at Mao Zhu's library during the summer. He teaches motivational skills and English to Zhaochangdi's children.
People that grow up in this Chinese educational system only know how to do tests. So what they learn here and what they learn from books outside, other than textbooks, is what might they really need in society and what might really be useful for them, such as communicating skills.
Mao Zhu wants to change her community one book at a time. She sees more free libraries in her future.
Because there are lots of school in China, they don't have a library. I want to create a system, something like this. This afternoon we have a meeting, children, what's their dream? Two children say, in the future I want to open a free library. I want to help them to help themselves.
This is Gaia Manco for DW in Beijing, China.